The Skydancer Indigenous Cultural Center and Art Gallery in Spruce Grove had their grand opening on National Indigenous Peoples Day on June 21st, which saw a ribbon-cutting ceremony attended by the mayor of Spruce Grove, as well as other dignitaries from Stony Plain and Parkland County. Diane Mealy, the president of the Skydancer Indigenous Cultural Society, spoke with Windspeaker Radio Network and explained what was happening that afternoon.
We are having the grand opening of Skydancer Indigenous Cultural Center and Art Gallery, which is a little art gallery that's small but mighty. It's filled with Indigenous art, all handmade, nothing mass-produced. It's also a cultural center, so it's a place where Indigenous and non-Indigenous people can come together and learn to understand each other, and it's basically helping everybody working toward truth and reconciliation. That's what it's all about today.
Mealy goes on to talk about the humble beginnings her and her team had and how the cultural center came to be.
We started in January of 22, and I spoke with a mayor of Spruce Grove and just said I had this dream of a cultural center and would they back it up? Could they see something like that? And at first I just said it'll be an office with me sitting in it on the phone, getting people to come to events or like to workshops. And then they got behind it and gave us quite a nice grant, helped us to rent this place, which is right on Highway 16. So we have mega traffic and people stop in all the time. They're amazed by the colorful art inside. So it took about a year and a bit, and here we are, from talking about it to renting this place and moving in March.
Now that the opening has passed, Mealy has her sights fully set on the future.
We got so much planned. This is just the beginning. We have physical fitness workshops. We want to empower especially young Indigenous women and girls. So we are going to have some outdoor skills for them, taking them out on the land, getting them to make their own shelters, learning how to be in the cold, basically, and to trust themselves. In July, we have drum making. In August, we have sweetgrass and sage teachings. We have a bead worker coming. She's the artist in residence for Alberta right now, Sharon Kootenay. And the list just goes on and on. Come September, when it gets a little cooler, we'll have storytelling around the fire in the back. And that'll just be like on Friday evenings. We have singers that are going to start just singing around the fire. And so it's just a real community hub. And it's a safe place for everybody.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.